Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go again.
Hey. More Mercedes in the morning. Now.
Good morning.
I love them in the morning.
Mix 94.1.
Oh my gosh.
Take a deep breath, sister. Take a deep breath. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm
Let's
ready
do
for this.
Quit playing
games with my heart. I was born ready for this.
Oh, look at these two guys.
They're larger than life residency at Planet Hollywood. Going through April of next year, they are just, I don't know. I don't even know how to put into words. I'm so geeking out right now. We have Howie and Nick from the Backstreet Boys with us.
Hi. Good morning, you guys.
Wow. Do you guys normally get up this early? Is this a regular thing for you?
I actually do. I live here. I live in Southern Highlands. So,
what's your address?
I can't give that away.
Sorry.
I don't know if that's a good idea. I get up really early because I'm always like, my thing is like, I make breakfast for my little baby. He's like 2 years old.
Aww.
And so that's my thing. So I get up typically around like 6:30, 7:30, something like that.
Howie, are you permanent here or are you still kind of commuting?
I'm commuting.
You are?
But I love it here. It's this beautiful place. I could definitely see myself finding a spot here, a secondary home as well. My kids right now are back in Florida in school.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of...
Did they go back yet?
Actually, they start next week.
Oh,
so they're a week away. And I'm up at this time in the morning because I'm the bus driver to the kids in the school. It's like, beep, beep. Come on, kids.
Do you have a minivan?
No.
The swag of wagon?
No, not yet.
What was the one thing when you guys knew you made it and then the money started coming in, the successes started coming in, what was that one thing you just spoiled yourself with?
I put central heat and air in my house. Because as a little kid, we didn't have it. And it was hot. Sweating in that place I should have been sweating. So I put my parents a big gift.
Oh, that's awesome. Central air is a game changer.
Yeah.
Well, so
especially in Florida.
Yeah.
With Florida and Vegas, performers here tell us all the time that they get that Vegas throat thing. Is that a real thing for you guys? Does it hurt your voices?
It doesn't hurt my voice.
It did me.
Yeah.
Last week, the after party. First night, lost my voice the next day.
Yeah, we do this. We do an after party, and then Howie had to go into the recording studio. What, like 2 days ago yesterday? And you could,
ooh,
you were
tough.
Hurting, weren't you?
Yeah,
but no, you know,
pace yourself out here.
Yes, you do.
Obviously, it's dry out here. You know, and it's funny, like when you. I've been through seasons now, like, you know, when winter comes along, mm-hmm. you know, obviously it changes and everything. And I'll wake up and I have like these allergies and stuff, but you just kind of deal with it. You take a Zyrtec or, you know, or a friggin' Benadryl when my eye blows up and looks like like it's all red and before I go to bed.
When people recognize you on the street, what is the song lyric that you get thrown at you? Like, I got to imagine that they're like, oh, and then they sing something to you. What is it for you?
Probably I Want It That Way. I think probably for me, I get the most.
Yeah, a little bit mocking, I guess you could say sometimes. Yeah. Like,
they do?
Yeah.
Backstreet's Back, maybe.
Backstreet,
Back. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, man.
I was just thinking, like, if I did that, what would I say to you? And the first thing that popped in my head, and I hope this doesn't make you uncomfortable, but I was thinking, am I sexual?
and then you look at them, they're like, man, I love you. I was just joking, dude. I love you.
You guys signed on in the beginning for 9 shows. That was the residency to be 9 shows. And now we're close to 60-some shows.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, we announced it this morning, her residency will start in December.
That's
what
awesome.
Advice would you give someone like Lady Gaga who's just about to embark on a Vegas residency?
I mean, she's got such a great show, and she's a great performer and entertainer. I think she's going to fit very well in this city. the one thing I can say from what we have seen, you know, it's you got to compete with the shows that are on the strip.
Yeah.
You know, you need to bring, you need to come with the fire. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, and I and you know, we have thankfully have a great catalog of music that we've been able to develop a show around. And you know, just being ourselves, and that's what we take pride in over the years. But I think Lady Gaga is gonna be, she's gonna be yeah. just fine.
Get a good humidifier in your room, and don't do an after party for sure. Yeah,
right. Now, yeah. when you guys decided you were gonna do the residency here, did you go watch anyone else's residency? Did you kind of try to get some ideas on how you wanted your show to go?
Actually, Kevin and AJ came in about a year before and saw Britney's show. I didn't have a chance to see Britney before we did ours, but while we were in the midst of putting it together, and we were out here, I think, for one of the Country Music Awards, or mm-hmm. I went and saw it. But while I've been here, I've been seeing a lot of other great shows, including, like, Ricky Martin. I went out and saw his show. A ton of amazing... You guys are really blessed to have so many... Like, I feel like for an entertainer, I mean, for people who are just wanting to be entertained, this is like the Mecca. I mean,
oh,
like,
yeah.
It is.
So many great, amazing shows here. It's like you can just... It's one show after another. There's still more and more coming.
It used to be like where celebrities would end their career, but now I feel like this is when you're like rising to the top, where you're on a whole new level. Not
Absolutely.
Everyone gets a Vegas
yeah,
residency.
Everybody's wanting this now.
Yeah, that's really cool. We're getting some questions from fans. Do people ever recognize you when you're going to the bathroom? And what do you do?
Oh, that's a great yeah. question. That happens
they
a
do.
Lot
yeah.
in... And you'll be standing there at
and
the urinal.
And they
want
to shake your hand.
And they're like, hey, man, could I take a picture? I'm like, can I, like, finish, please?
Or do you mind, like, washing your hands first and then we'll shake hands?
Nice watch.
Yeah. Nice watch.
I think that's just awkward when they start having a conversation with you at the urinal.
You just leave them alone.
You mind passing the toilet paper?
The hand under the...
Exactly.
Are we going to play a game?
Oh, we got a game for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tonight, Beat Shazam is on Fox.
Really?
Yes, and we're going to play a round of Beat Shazam with you fellas.
Can you guys
beat
Shazam?
Shazam.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
All right. Are we going to do Nick versus Howie?
Yeah, let's do Nick versus Howie.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going to
turn
All
this
right.
big monitor here. Okay. So let me turn this down. I'm going to play a snippet of a song.
Okay.
And you just have to try to identify the song as quickly as possible. You'll hear a buzzer go off. That means Shazam technically identified said song.
Okay. So let's have, do we have Nick go first, or do we have them compete against each other?
Let's have Nick go first.
Okay, Nick,
okay,
you go first.
You ready, Nick?
No, 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 no.
Okay, you ready?
Good luck, buddy.
Focus, here we go.
Got it.
What is it?
American Idiot.
What? Oh. Oh.
What?
Nick's coming strong.
Okay, ready?
All right, how are your turn?
All right. I look the stairs so
deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every day. Got it?
Yeah.
What is it?
I was gonna say, not Single Ladies, is it? No. Oh, man. This is bad.
Dead space right now, Howie.
You got silence.
This is not good radio.
Beyonce, but I'm trying to think what the name Crazy
he
Love. Crazy
it.
Love.
He got it.
Oh, man. I don't think that's how Shazam works.
That's
Hold on. I got it. I don't got it. Hold on.
I got it.
One more each, then you guys go have breakfast with our listeners. Here we go. Next one. Here we go. It's sad, you see. You're
making me. Complicated.
Whoa. Oh, nice.
Wow.
Avril Lavigne.
You guys should really
go girl. I love her.
On Beat Shazam.
She's awesome.
Okay, here's the next one. All I know is that Shazam did this next song in 4 seconds.
Oh, gosh.
Ready? Here we go.
What is it?
CeeLo.
What's the song? Come on.
What
are you?
You can just say crazy. Nick
and I were giving him hand signals.
She did too.
Mercedes in the morning.
On the radio.
More next.
This is my favorite station.
Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.